Skyping in on Static this evening, it is fantastic to have tracked down Kyle from Makeness. How's things?
I'm good, yeah. How are you?
I'm doing real good. You must be coming down from Cloud 9, Kyle, because Makeness have just finished up American and European dates supporting Unknown Mortal Orchestra. So that's not a bad way for you to have started touring your debut album.
Yeah, it's kind of crashing back to reality, I'd say, at the moment. But yeah, no, it's been an amazing opportunity and quite incredible, really.
I saw you already post an Instagram thing saying you were missing the tour and missing the crew, so it's made an impact on you.
Yeah, no, I was staying on the bus for them, so got to know them all really well, and yeah, I'm just sad to not be still on the road, really.
How did psych rock fans take to Makeness, Kyle? Could you see any people scratching their heads, or were they all soaking it up?
I was a little bit apprehensive. You know, I kind of make dance music, really. Well, it was a bit of, you know, I play a bit of guitar. But they seemed to get it, which was great. And it seemed like a good match. And definitely the UMO crew were, like, super into it as an opener, which was really nice.
As I can imagine, Makeness probably wasn't initially designed with rock performances in mind because you didn't have a band either. Like, it's just been you. You grew up on the Isle of Harris in Scotland's Outer Hebrides till you were 11. But then you moved to Leeds and London, which is where I understand you kind of turned on to clubbing and electronic music, right?
I guess that's that kind of slightly cliche thing. You go to university and get into dance music. But I was always in bands before that. And I guess I kind of got switched on to that sort of world and started making music a little bit more along those lines. But still, you know, I always had being in bands as into music, so I've kind of kept that element of how to write music and how that sort of music comes about and kind of fed it into more electronic sound and way of writing.
So you didn't sell your guitar the day you bought turntables or anything like that?
You kept
doing things in tandem?
No, it's all the same, comes from the same stuff.
Because Makeness didn't really come together until you went back to Scotland to start recording. Your dad lives just south of Edinburgh, and Makeness is the name of a ridge, a series of hills near his house. So did you kind of have to go there to build your own studio or build your own identity after being in London and Leeds?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of always gone back up there to work on stuff. My dad's always sort of had a little studio there, but about 4 or 5 years ago, we started turning one of the outhouses or old barns into a proper studio. Still not quite finished, but yeah, I'd go there and be great to come away from London not being able to make loads of noise down here because of neighbours or housemates or whatever, but be able to go up there and make loads of noise whatever time of the night and get really stuck into a project.
I guess you can take your time as well. You're not on the clock when you're in your own barn.
Yeah, exactly. You're not. Yeah, and that's the thing. Usually you're paying for it, like, well, especially in London, it costs a lot of money, so it's nice to be up there and you can kind of go at your own pace. Hopefully get things done.
You don't have to, like, go out at 5 a.m. to do some milking or anything, do you? Yeah, there's no farm chores while you're in the barn.
My dad's partner has just got 20 sheep now, so next time I go up, I think there will be some chores.
Well, Kyle, you've admitted you were pooling your influences when you were thinking about the sound of Makeness, and I like how you admitted how important an entry point the Caribou's 2010 album Swim was in formulating some kind of blueprint. So was that when you were living in Leeds or London and started going clubbing? Was that one of the records that was kind of big at the time and made an impact?
Yeah, for sure. I think I was kind of definitely into that album, and I remember seeing a show at Brudenell Social Club, which is a really good venue in Leeds. And I was kind of, like, really taken by what Dan Stafford was doing with electronic music, but still keeping it live. And I was still very much in a band mindset at that time. And I don't think the album definitely sort of stems from that so much, but I think it's definitely, like, a really good way of saying that that's where I got into that sort of side of things.
There's plenty of touchstones you can hear in this record. I mean, I guess Caribou in a song like Day Old Death, but there's other elements like the minimal disco on Gold Star sounds like Metro Area, and then there's even this weird dichotomy on 14 Drops between acid squelches and almost Rude Boy horns somewhere between Soul Wax and The Specials. So it's almost like listening to your record collection, a lot of this Makeness album.
Yeah, definitely. I think I started listening to a lot older stuff, kind of like sort of 80s sort of Italo disco, lots of the old Chicago house and Detroit, early Detroit techno. And yeah, even Metro Era, you said it, yeah, I kind of was into that. And yeah, I think it's kind of a melting pot, really.
Is it hard to bring all those influences together, Kyle, or do you literally go, oh, I'm going to make a song like X band now and sort of head in that direction?
I would definitely like, you know, I'll be like, hear something and I'll be like, oh, I really like that, and kind of not necessarily want to make something like it, but I'll have it in the back of my mind maybe when I'm working on a new idea. But often it will just, you know, I'll sit down and then suddenly I'm way away from where I started and I'm just on my own path, for better or for worse.
Another important component of makeness, Kyle, seems to be that you relish in distortion and abrasiveness in a lot of the songs. I mean, is that for you to sort of rail against the purity of digital sounds when you're only making things on your own?
Yeah, I guess I kind of make a lot of it in... I start a lot of things on the laptop or whatever, and I've kind of almost maybe reached saturation point before... when I was making the album, I was like really wanting to break away from it and do everything analog or start using hardware stuff. And I went down that road, and then kind of... what I really like doing now is like taking really hyper digital sounds and sources and then blowing them out through guitar amps and... I don't know, it's something about it, it's got that bandy, grungy atmosphere that you can get with distortion, but also like keeping the sort of metronomic, like sort of dance music undertones, I guess. Just trying to make grungy dance music.
Does that mean you've got a wall of Marshall stacks in one corner of the barn that just amp everything up to?
Not quite. I've got a few old valve amps. Well, my dad has. I've got a little tiny orange amp.
That thrashy nature does mean that you can bring live elements into the show as well, right? I've seen a version of 14 Drops where you've got a live drummer, so you can go beastly when you need to perform the songs out live as well.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed playing with other people, and that's really important to me, I think. I'm still trying to work out if it's a band or not.
Well, Kyle, you resisted the temptation to bring others onto your album by and large, except this soulful torch song, Who Am I to Follow Love, where you got vocals by Nancy from Babe Heaven. So was that the producer side of you coming out on the record? Did you kind of want to produce her up and make this sort of slow jam pop moment to include?
Yeah, I was kind of... I wasn't even sure about vocals on the album at all, and then I sort of started messing about on my own. I was like, well, actually, I was listening to a lot of early sort of disco edit cuts, and I wanted something a little bit slower, a different sort of mood and different pace, because I realised a lot of the stuff I was making sits within the same world, and I wanted to sort of do the same sort of sounds but on a different sort of palette, and I really thought it'd be great to have a different voice. And I'd done a remix for Babe Heaven, and I really liked Nancy's voice and her vibe, and I asked her if she was up for trying something, and she was like, yeah, why not? I'm really pleased with that one.
On the flip side, some of the other things you've included on the Makeness album are a world away from guest vocalists, because there's plenty of field recordings. The final song, Motorcycle Idling, sounds mainly, well, you know, like a motorcycle idling. So it's like the title of a song on a sound effects album or something, Kyle. Was that a fun way to finish the record, or did you literally turn a motorcycle on out in the farmyard and record it?
I wish it was that romantic. No, it's actually just a drum machine in my bedroom. But that's what is completely one take. And I don't know, something about it, I kind of was not sure whether to put it on or don't know. But something about it just really worked for me as a sort of antithesis to all the sort of quite intricate stuff that had gone before. And there's a bit of pop elements on the album and other sorts of things. And I just really thought this sort of wall of noise and kind of release in a way was kind of a nice way to end it. Some people don't really like it, but it sounds really good on a massive sound system.
I was hoping this would start a trend. Maybe on Makeness album number 2 you can finish with Car Waiting at Railway Level Crossing or Ocean Liner Passing By or something like that. Maybe you can continue on.
Yeah, I have to find a drum machine that makes those kind of sounds.
Well, for now you've got plenty more Makeness shows on the horizon. I hope you can bring yourself to Australia at some point too.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to. I've never been.
We'll wish it out there, Kyle. For now, we might have a listen to Rough Moss off of Loud Patterns right now.
Great.
It was great to get you on Skype and have a chat, and we'll hopefully see Makeness here at some point. This is Rough Moss now on Static. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you very much.